You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey, General Hospital fans, I've got your 2-week spoilers from Monday, August 26th through Friday, September 6th. Sonny Corinthos is going to be torn, and Jagger is facing consequences very soon. It is Belinda from Soap Dirt, and I have got all of your juicy, juicy spoilers. We're going to dive right in with the action that starts on Monday, August 26th. So, you know, we have Lulu in her coma where she has been languishing for quite a while, but now she's taking a turn for the worse. I know a lot of people I've seen in the comments, they seem to be kind of confused what's going on with her. So it is not kidney failure, it is liver failure, but her liver isn't dead. It's just the function isn't doing good. And I've spoke about this before, but you can do what's called a living donor where you take a chunk out of somebody who's a match for you, take a chunk out of their liver and you put it where your liver is, their liver will heal, your liver will heal. Unless the liver is completely dried up and hardened and ruined. And in that case, like with cirrhosis, I have somebody in my family that is dealing with this, dying from it right now. This is why I know. Once it gets like that, the liver is hard as a rock, kind of like coral, and there's nothing to be done but a full liver transplant. That does not seem to be what's going on with Lulu. But Laura is absolutely on a mission. She needs to get people there in case something happens to Lulu and she's going to pass. You know, she wants Charlotte there. She wants Lucky there. She wants the family there. I wonder if Nicholas might get some kind of furlough from prison to come see his sister. He was a match for her back when she had aplastic anemia, so that would be good. But things are very touch and go for Lulu. And Brennan has Carly brought into his new local Port Charles WSB office, but he doesn't really want to talk to her. He likes to flirt with her, but she was bait because at the same time, he contacted Jason and let him know that Carly was being brought in. So Jason ran over, and that's who Brennan really wants to talk to, but Jason wasn't going to come unless he had a darn good reason. Chase talks to BLQ. Things get very emotional between them. Tracy Quartermain is very upset. This could be about Lulu. She has always adored Lulu because she was... I'm trying to remember how old she was when Tracy and Luke first got married. Remind me in the comments, but young enough to where Tracy got attached to her and they had a very strong bond. And Anna needs Robert's help. And I'm guessing this is back to finding Valentine. And of course, Laura doesn't know that Valentine has another good reason to stay out of Port Charles. And that is the medication tampering. Tuesday, August 27th, Rick goes to see Alexis. This has got to be about the Molly versus Christina drama. I'm sure he's going to want to know, what the hell were you thinking? Helping Christina draw up papers to keep this baby that she was carrying as a surrogate. And I'm sure Alexis, she's going to be mad, but hopefully she'll explain. I didn't draw those up. Christina had them drawn up and I told her to stop it, but I don't know if he's going to believe her. And Laura has some bad news to deliver. Looks like another bad update about Lulu. Molly spends some time talking to Dex. They both have some frustrations about Sonny, so that might be an interesting talk. Tracy is so upset. In fact, she's lashing out on Tuesday, and Carly and Elizabeth are both in shock that same day. Midweek, Wednesday, August 28th, Sonny Corinthos finds out that what he suspected was 100% accurate. And I wonder if what he was saying to Ava about Jagger was going to kill her and frame him. I don't know if that's true or not. I don't know if this is the suspicion they're talking about. That seems like an extreme. I think he was more just willing to scare Ava by whatever means to get what he wanted. And it is kind of working because Ava is pretty upset and freaked out. By midweek, remember, Jagger hauled her off into protective custody. Really, he's trying to keep her from talking to Sonny or anybody else until he gets that testimony locked down against Christina. And of course, he's using her to punish Sonny. Christina talks to Jason, and I wonder if she's going to ask him to kill Ava for her, even though Christina has now fully remembered that Ava did not push her. She is, once again, as she's done so many times in her life, trying to avoid consequences for her own actions, just like Molly said. Laura has a major decision to make. Again, this is probably about Lulu, you know, still searching for a donor. Maybe they're advising her that it's time to let her go. I don't think Laura is going to let her go. And Anna has a conversation with Jack Brennan, and she's trying to get him to see her side. And again, I think this is about Valentin. Lots of Valentin name drops. We should have him back soon. Thursday, August 29th, Drew gets a shocking phone call. This could be, you know, Willow telling him she decided to go ahead and tell Michael they kiss. I'm wondering if this has anything to do with Lucky, since he is being held in the same place that we first saw Cameron Matheson when he came back as Drew. They could just be repurposing the set, or that could absolutely be the Cassadine compound, whether or not a Cassadine is still running it. But Valentin is on the loose, so that could be where he is. We'll find out. Sunny makes a stunning offer to someone. Could be to Ava. We'll see. I know he wants her to drop this thing against Christina. And speaking of Christina, she's absolutely crushed on Thursday. Maybe she finds out Molly still hates her. And Portia and Curtis talk about the future, and I'm guessing it is about where do Molly and TJ go from here. Portia is still on fire with the assumption that Alexis wanted to take her granddaughter. Dante Falconeri has a serious talk with Olivia. He opens up to his mom, and I've got no doubt it is about Lulu and whether he might lose the girl he loved for so long. Friday, August 30th, Willow is doing things that worry Michael Corinthos, and of course, she's still hot for Drew, still ashamed that she kissed him, so lots of stress there. Anna successfully persuades someone about something, and Carly pressures Sunny, and I wonder if this is her trying to get him to back off of Valentin so that they can get him and Charlotte back into town. And Ava is really and truly terrified by Friday. Maybe it's of prison. Maybe it's of Jagger. I feel more like it's John Cates. And Alexis faces off with Jagger that same day. And I'm sure it is about what he is accusing Christina of with attempting to harm a federal witness. That takes us to the action of September 2nd through 6th. Lucky Spencer's return is going to be a stunner for many reasons. And of course, we had him back officially on Friday, but much like with Drew and kind of like with when they do other returns, he's not back in Port Charles yet. Hopefully he will be back in Port Charles before these 2 weeks are up. Jagger is going to face consequences of his actions. A lot of people are really tired of him. I can only imagine they are trying to report back to the higher ups at the FBI about his abuse of power, outright lies, witness tampering, all kinds of fun stuff. Valentin's return is imminent, but Brennan, you know, is factored into this because Valentin was on the run because of the FBI Pikeman thing, but I'm sure the WSB can deal with that, just like how they got Brennan out of jail and deleted all of his records. And of course, Brennan does know that Valentin was messing with Sonny's meds, and I'm guessing he knows that they figured it out. So the question is, will Brennan throw Valentin under the bus, or will he try and protect him? They are friends going way back and definitely deep co-conspirators. Molly versus Christina is far from over, and the Davis girls may be permanently broken. Lulu's medical crisis resolves soon. Looks like it'll be a recovery and a recast and not another funeral. Ava Jerome finds a way out of the corner she's been painted into, and Willow just can't shake her fixation on Drew. Is she going to give in to temptation or confess to Michael to try and stop the temptation? Drew is on a collision course that could end his political ambitions, and Sonny has to decide on how much the pursuit of revenge may cost him. Those are all of our 2 week spoilers. Thank you so much for tuning in. Drop your comments on what you are excited to see. Please subscribe if you're not following us, and definitely come back soon. It is me, Belinda from Soap Dirt, talking GH with you 7 days a week.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast. because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.